Last Sunday's roundtable talked about the hand of God and how ever-present that support is, regardless of where we may find ourselves. This brought to mind an experience I had several years ago that demonstrated to me that God's hand can be manifested in forms not expected and in ways that the recipient of such support is both the giver and the receiver. Linda and I had signed up for a guided mule train tour on the island of Molokai, one of the many Hawaiian islands. From this island's sea cliffs down to the ocean, this was to be a difficult, steep descent of 2,000 feet with 26 switchbacks on uneven rocky surfaces, all on the back of a mule. Our destination was a leper colony that had existed in the late 1800s through the 1940s. Now, I had never been on the back of a mule, nor was I particularly enamored with height. In fact, height was a fear I had not fully come to terms with. My mule was a gentle old soul named Puka, who had been doing this ride for quite some time. His experience and calm demeanor did not quell my initial apprehensions, which went on high alert when we encountered the first switchback. He stopped just short of the cliff's edge. I found myself looking straight down to a distant, tiny shoreline with nothing between me and it but this mule's long nose. Upon stopping, his back end sidestepped 90 degrees and he continued on down the trail, following the mule in front of him. This was to happen 25 more times over the next 90 minutes. By the time we reached bottom, my respect and admiration for this animal had grown, and I felt a great gratitude for the service he had provided me. After a tour of the colony, it was time to head back up the trail to the mainland. On the way down the trail, we were instructed to lean back in the saddle and hold on to the saddle's horn. On the way back up, it was just the opposite. I was to lean forward and literally hug my big companion's neck. During the ascent, I felt a deep sense of connection and gratitude. I was grateful for the spiritual qualities being expressed by my new friend. Puka embodied fearlessness, strength, loyalty, patience, steadfastness, and an abiding trust. I felt intimately connected to these qualities and expressed my gratitude inwardly and vocally to him on our journey upwards. Upon our arrival at the starting point, I dismounted, expressing one final show of gratitude with a rub on Puka's forehead before joining Linda a short distance away. As she and I were getting our legs back and sharing what we had just experienced, this mule made his way toward us. I watched as he nudged Linda aside and came directly up to me. He lowered his head and put his forehead gently onto my chest. In silence, I felt the power of this moment deeply. I understood it to be an expressed acknowledgement of a meaningful connection we had shared. That gesture, though brief, has endured in my awareness. For me, it was a powerful affirmation that the hand of God is ever present, supporting, demonstrating, and enlightening the way. I am extremely grateful to Mary Baker Eddy, her early students in the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, for pointing the way to the reality of God's kingdom. It is through their efforts that this slow learner is learning how to discern what's true and enduring about any situation I may find myself in. Christian Science teaches it's never person, place, or thing, but rather spiritual qualities that drive God's kingdom. That's the back on which to ride, and sometimes that may take the form of a big animal in a faraway place to drive that truth home. Thank you.